Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all happening on our freeways. First up, a couple of breakdowns, Mitchell Freeway southbound, the first one after Warwick Road, the second one after Scarborough Beach Road. Both are being attended to as we speak. Let's hope it clears up very soon, but it is jam-packed heading towards the CBD. A crash also, Kwinana Freeway northbound, that doesn't help the freeway there either. Just before Rohaway, left and centre lanes are blocked with towies on site, quite a few actually, and it is also chock-a-block back past Belia Drive. So patrons needed this morning on our freeways, and that's the latest from Main Roads.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bernie. A couple of weeks ago...
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
You said you made a mistake. What
happened?
Well,
I was scrolling through my bank account, as I do on a regular basis, because, you know, I'm trying to keep on top of things and see where things are flying out of our account.
Do you have to view it on a TV because of all the zeros?
Oh, yeah, it's down to zero, mate, quite often. I've got three children. I've got three daughters. Anyway, I was scrolling through and I came back. I went, oh, what's that? And I rolled back. And there was this one transaction that I went, that's something that I don't recall.
Oh dear.
And it was a name of a company that I certainly had nothing to do
with. Nothing to do with?
No. And it was for an amount of... $160.
Okay, that's nothing. That's like
nothing
that's a solid amount of money.
It's the sort of amount of money that I would remember.
Yeah.
Spending.
You remember $160?
Yeah.
That's
it's
an intentional.
Like, oh yes, I made a decision to spend that money, and I'm like, oh, what is this? And so then I sort of tried to investigate into my account a little bit, and you know when you touch the screen and it comes down with what time and what where it was done. Leon is pretending to be me touching the screen. I'm not blind. I do have glasses. Anyway, I have a look and it says, you know, it showed that it was actually off one of my cards.
Oh.
So, because I was thinking, oh, maybe Tim's.
Like, is your joint thing? Yeah,
we have a joint account. Maybe it's Tim. No, it was from my account and it was at a time and a date that I knew I was home. And it was down in Port Kennedy that this...
Oh, you don't concern yourself with my neck of town, do you? You don't go to Port Kennedy.
So I'm like, what is this? So I thought, I'll just go have a think about it for a while. I really racked my brain about it. And then I thought, no, hang on a minute. I need to get some more information. So I called the bank, obviously online, waiting for a very long time.
Yeah.
I get through and I said, look, I've got this amount that I'm not sure. I don't believe I've done it. I think someone might have used my card or something, or they've, you know, like, isn't there, I mean, I'm not really technically savvy, but isn't there ways that they, if you tap something, they can sometimes get your details if they've done something to the machine?
Oh, a little skimmer.
Skimmers.
Yeah, skimmers.
Right? So I thought
like
maybe.
A latte, you know? You know that from a latte, a skim.
So I thought maybe someone skimmed my card.
Two things I hate in life. When people skim my milk and they skim my card. Sorry, carry on.
So I thought, this is not okay. So I rang up the bank and I said, look, this is not a transaction I've done. I don't go down to Port Kennedy. I'd have nothing to do with truckers. Because truckers and me and Port Kennedy and $160 combine.
We love you, Port Kennedy.
Yeah, we do love Port Kennedy.
Don't hear what she's not saying.
So he had a look too, and he was doing a bit of investigative work himself. And he goes, oh, it's like a house, but it's a business. And I'm like, I know. I've never been there. So then anyway, he said, right, we're going to have to launch a investigation.
Oh.
And you can write a stat deck to say that it wasn't you. And I'm like, yep, great. And I said, oh, I need to cancel my card because I don't want to risk...
Oh, yeah.
Which is such a pain. If anyone's
done
it, it is such a pain to cancel your card, right? And then I had to wait. So anyway, long story short, I get an email about a month, a month later. This must have been about a month ago. And it says, we've done the investigation. Unfortunately, no, we are not proceeding with the fraudulent claim because this came off your mobile phone device.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? Someone took my phone and used my phone to pay for something?
What?
And so I thought, this is ridiculous. They still hadn't given me any more information.
Yeah.
Other than they said the transaction was for a riding apparel store.
Now, those are truckers.
I don't ride horses.
I thought they were truckers.
Exactly. So I was even more confused.
Is Timmy getting into Lycra?
No. hope not. I hope not. Anyway, so then I rang the bank again. Long wait. I call the guy. I go, I don't know what this is. This is not making sense to me. Can you please explain?
Yeah.
And then he scrolls down. He goes, oh, well, so the business name of this particular ABN is a gym.
Oh, you love gyms.
Well, I don't go to this particular gym, but then it dawned on me. It was for a joining fee for both of my girls to go to the gym.
Oh, see what's going on here.
So I had paid.
You did pay.
I did pay this
so
money.
You were wrong.
I was so wrong.
And then you tried to get a fraud investigation happen, whereas the whole time you were the fraud.
I was the one that had done it.
Oh, how do you
feel? And I felt so bad, but I said to the guy, I'm so sorry. Like, that makes so much sense now. Why don't they put that on the bank statement?
Yeah.
I can't tell who that person is.
I'd Gary's even done some. Gym, or whatever
I'd even done some investigating of that actual ABN number, and I discovered they also owned a bar way up north. And I was like, someone up there, fraudulently.
It's the Illuminati. It's a conspiracy. They're all after. All right. Well then.
So anyway, I made a mistake. I admitted it. I said sorry. I'd lost my card. I had to wait for my new card to come anyway. So I sort of had been punished for that mistake anyway. It was like natural consequence. All but right. I want to know, family, have you made a mistake? Have you made a mistake? It doesn't have to just be about, you know, a payment.
Yeah.
But have you had to admit that you were wrong?
Yeah, especially after you started a witch hunt to find out who was the culprit. But yeah, let us know, 9313 0985, or you can send us a text, but it's probably going to be too long to text.
Yeah,
you know,
call. Give us a call.
Actually, you know what we always forget to tell people about?
Do.
You can win $50
yep.
if you just give us a call. All thanks to station sponsor Ari Dental to be our caller of the week. So give us a call right now. Let us know, when were you the one who was actually wrong?
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.